I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and his strength sustains me. I am full of energy. I am vibrant and full of life and vitality. God in me is stronger than any weakness in my flesh. It doesn't matter how I feel because I am not moved by feelings. I speak supernatural strength, energy, and vitality to my body. Weakness, tiredness, and weariness, I command you to get out of my body. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have dynamic energy and indomitable strength. I am undaunted in my faith. I am strong in the Lord. I am courageous and fearless. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. His strength rises up in me. He puts me above my feelings. I am strong in my spirit. I am strong in my mind, and I am strong in my body. My strength is renewed like the eagles. God increases my strength, therefore I am not weary. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Psalm 103, 1 and 5. Bless the Lord, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Deuteronomy 31, 7 and 8. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Matthew 8:17 declares that Jesus himself bore my sickness and diseases. And since he already bore them, I don't have to. He was made sick so that I might be made well. He was beaten and bruised for me. He was my substitute, and he became sick so I wouldn't have to. Isaiah 53:5 says, by his stripes I was healed. That is past tense. If I was healed, then that means that healing is already mine today. All I have to do is receive it. Jesus already did it for me. It's already done. I don't have to get my healing. It was a gift from my Lord and Savior. Jesus did it for me. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was on him, and by his stripes I'm healed. My healing was bought and paid for 2,000 years ago. I am not sick and trying to get healed. I am already healed, and sickness is trying to take hold of my body. But I won't let it. I boldly proclaim that Jesus already did it. Therefore, I am healed. Sickness has no right to stay in my body. I am healed, healthy, and whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 53:4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Psalm 103, 2 through 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 3:13 says, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. That means that law of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Sickness is a curse, and by the power of the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, I have been set free from the curse of sickness. Sickness, you have no right to stay in my body. The chains and bonds of sickness and disease have been broken over my life. Through Christ Jesus, they have no power to hurt or harm me. I am free from their bondage and captivity because Jesus was made sick so that I might be made well. I am a child of the Most High God, and healing is the bread of God's children. The curse has been broken through the redemptive work of Jesus. Abraham's blessings are mine also, and they include health and healing for my body. So as I have been redeemed from the curse. It no longer has power over me. Jesus has given me power, dominion, and authority over sickness and disease. I choose to exercise that authority and boldly proclaim that I am free of sickness and disease. And I walk in health, healing, and wholeness. I am strong, healthy, and full of strength and vitality. And I have been redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Organs, systems, and glands. I speak to every organ in my body and command all of them to operate and function at 100% efficiency, the way God made them. My heart is strong and healthy, every valve working in perfect harmony. My heart beats in perfect rhythm. All the blood vessels surrounding my heart are free from blockage of any kind. My liver, kidneys, and lungs all operate, function effectively and efficiently with no hindrances. All my organs function and perform their duties effectively. All my organs are healthy and whole, free from sickness, disease, growths, and tumors. Every system in my body operates like a well-oiled machine. My nervous system, my electrical system, my circulatory system, my lymphatic system, my digestive system, and every other system operate in total and complete harmony with each other. There are no injuries, no blockages. Everything functions perfectly. They are free from sickness, disease, growths, or tumors of any kind. They are free of breakage, of injury. All systems are go. I speak life and health to all the glands in my body. I proclaim that they are healthy and whole. My adrenal gland, my thyroid gland, my pituitary gland, and all other glands in my body operate and function at 100% efficiency, free from sickness, disease, growths, and tumors. My body is healed, healthy, and whole. I am full of vim, vigor, and vitality. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Everything broken is made whole. Everything that is asleep in my body is awake. My body is awake and functioning perfectly. My body can feel. Every part of it is whole. My hands and fingers can wiggle and move perfectly. My hands have strength and grip. My legs have full sensation. Numbness is gone. My body is awake. My nervous system works perfectly. I can wiggle my toes. I can bend my knees and stand and sit. I can walk and run and dance. My body is whole, healed, and well. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. Jesus came that I may have abundant life, but Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. God's will for my life is health and wholeness. Satan's will for my life is destruction, disease, and death. I choose abundant life. I remind myself that Jesus has already defeated Satan and taken away his authority to harm me. It's in Jesus' name that I boldly proclaim Satan is under my feet. I resist him and I resist all his plans for my life. I reverse every injury, every sickness that he has thrown at me. I stand steadfast in my faith. I expect Satan to turn and run the other way. In the name of Jesus, I command Satan's plans to stop and desist in any and all attempts to put sickness or injury or disease on my body. I take authority over Satan and break the power of any curses or spells that have been spoken over my life, from doctors to nurses to emergency technicians, people that have rescued me, people that have worked on me in hospitals. I reverse every curse that is spoken over my life and relieve myself from those words. I condemn every word that rises up against the word of God. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I shall condemn. Witchcraft, black magic, and all the forces of darkness have no power to affect my body. I cast down and break the power of any strategies, maneuvers, or evil plots that the enemy has set in motion to bring destruction to my life. They shall all come to naught because no weapon formed against me will prosper. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Deuteronomy 30:19, I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Luke 9:1. He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. James 4:7. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. But thank God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. My words have power. Jesus said, if I would speak to a mountain in my life and tell it to be plucked up and thrown into the sea, it would have to obey me. So because Jesus said to do it, and because I am obedient to his commands, I speak to the mountain of injury in my life. Injury, listen up, pay attention, I am talking to you. In the name of Jesus, the Anointed One, I command you to be plucked up and thrown out of my life and my body. You have no choice. You can't stay. You have to leave. There is no alternative, no options. Pack your bags, hit the road, and don't come back anymore. Today's mountain is tomorrow's testimony. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. It doesn't matter how long the mountain has been there. What does matter is what Jesus says about the mountain. He said, if I speak to the mountain, it has to obey me. My life is mountain free. No mountain of sickness, disease, or injury here. The mountain of injury has been eradicated and eliminated from my life. I am healed, healthy, and whole in Jesus' name. Mark 11:23-24. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Matthew 17:20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 16:19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. God is my source. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. It is God's will that I prosper. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jesus was made poor that I might become rich. I am blessed by the Lord, and if I honor him, he will honor me. Wealth and riches are in my house. The Lord is my shepherd. He takes care of me. Therefore, I shall not suffer from want or lack anything. I do not fear. I am not troubled or anxious. I do not worry about my finances. I know that God takes care of the birds and the flowers, and I am much more important to him than they are. And since I know that he takes care of them, then for sure I know he will take good care of me. Therefore, I will not worry about where I will get money I need for the necessities of life, such as food, rent, car payments, clothing, or mortgage payments. My job is not my source. My relatives are not my source. And my credit cards are not my source. God is my source of supply, and he will never let me down. I repent for believing that I am my source. I repent for believing that credit cards are my source. I repent for believing that I must manage my money and be my own supplier. Lord, forgive me for believing that in the past. You are my source and my strength. Philippians 4:19, My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 8:9, Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Luke 12:7, Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Proverbs 22:4. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. I have favor with God and man. The Lord has blessed me with favor that surrounds my life like a shield. God's favor has crowned my life with joy, peace, and loving kindness. His favor goes before me and prepares my way. The Lord is gracious, merciful, and kind-hearted toward me. He gives me favor in every area of my life. He gives me favor with everyone with whom I interact. I have favor with my family. I have favor with my employer and co-workers. I have favor with anyone with whom I transact business. Good deals are always coming to me. People are always blessing me with goods, services, and preferential treatment. God's favor takes me where my own ability and wisdom cannot. God's favor opens doors of opportunity to me on a regular basis. His favor also puts me in the right place at the right time. Because of his favor, things always turn out working to my benefit. Men give to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Wonderful things are always happening to me, so it's a surety that something good is going to happen to me today. Psalm 5:12, Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, and thou compass him as with a shield. Proverbs 12:2, A good man obtaineth favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Numbers 6:24 through 27, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name above upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Psalm 103, 2 and 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.